Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I am so happy to be here with all of you today. A very happy winter solstice to everyone. This is the very last show of 2016. I can't believe we're already here at the end of the year, but here we are. And to end our show this year, the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. So get cozy, get a little something to drink, and settle in for the inside scoop for what's coming up for this brand new cycle. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And it's my pleasure, as always, to welcome her back to the show. Thanks so much for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you for having me. Happy winter solstice. Merry Christmas. Happy new moon in about a week. Happy New Year's. Let's just cover all of them to you and everyone listening. Whatever you're doing, it's time to celebrate. Time to have a long winter's nap. And it just feels so good with the sun moving into Capricorn today. It really, really does, even though we're under a Mercury retrograde. So you guys, we warned you last month to get stuff done early.
Just
a lot of planets, thankfully, are moving into Pisces, so it will help mellow everybody out, we hope. We've got the sun in Capricorn this time of year, connections with Pluto, but that Mercury retrograde is also in Capricorn, so just take it easy out there, you guys, and just kind of settle in. It is winter, and there are some really nice aspects ahead.
Nice. Yeah, that it does feel good to shift energy today. And oh my gosh, I know you have lots of great info for us for this new cycle. So why don't you go ahead and start us off and give us a little scoop for what's coming up?
Do a little cardinal thing and jump right in there. Yeah, as you guys know, Capricorn. Yep. Capricorn is one of our cardinal signs, which means it is one to help us get things started. And, you know, the chart for today, which you guys can see in my video, not trying to plug that, but it's helpful. This chart tells us so much about everything that's going to be happening over the next month. Because we do the sun cycle, so as it moves through Capricorn, that's what Christy and I cover here. And this chart, a mixture of planets in Capricorn, but we also, of course, you guys, we know one of the big, more positive shifts in 2016 was getting out of the mutable cross, mutable T-square that was so difficult. And Jupiter was part of that by moving into Libra. And today it is joined by the moon in Libra. This is balance, relationships, partnerships, all of those things. And opposing them, though, are Uranus. And we're going to have an exact opposition on the 26th between Jupiter and Uranus. And so we have this theme that's, you know, been starting to emerge over the last couple of months. And for you regular listeners, you know that I've been talking about this. Once Jupiter moved into Libra, we'd move away from so many planets. I think at one point, what was it, like 8 planets we had in the mutable sign?
Oh my gosh.
It was bad.
Yes. This is really rough.
Because Christy's a Pisces, and I have a lot of planets in Virgo, and believe me, this year was not fun. We'll be bringing this one out. And we started to feel that also we had come off the last Saturn square to Neptune in September, you know, so that was the last of those really, really rough squares involving the mutables. And so once Jupiter shifted, we sort of got a hint that there things would start to ease up in that sun going into Libra, but this is the next cardinal sign of Capricorn. And so the Capricorns help us with renewal. They help get things launched and initiated. And I know some of you will be like, I can't start under a Mercury retrograde. Well, it's time to revise, go through your plans and just tweak everything and get it ready Because Mercury will be direct on the 8th of January. And so pretty much we'll be able to get this year started under much more favorable cycles. I think you guys remember last year it was Mars, you know, going back into Scorpio, I believe it was at the very beginning of the year, but preparing for its retrograde, and we had a Jupiter retrograde. So we were just, you know, coming out of the box with the wind against us and obstacles thrown in the road, whichever way you want to look at it. So this year, we just have our little Mercury retrograde, no big deal. I think it's going to be a really positive cycle ahead. Now, we still have some of this mutable energy hanging out, and in particular, late in the cycle, we're going to get a square between Mars and Saturn. But even that, I'm not as concerned about, because Mars is joining a group of planets in Pisces, and that's the other big story of the cycle, and really is kind of my what do you call that? My scene. my idea. You know, when I look at the chart, I just say, what jumps out at me? So I see the mutable energy dissipating, you know, the intensity coming off all that. And so all the mutable signs can celebrate. And I see, even though these are squares that are going to happen between the cardinal people, I see this as much more like helpful to beginnings. It isn't just loss, release, letting go, although some tidying up before the end of the year is definitely in order. And you guys, I'm just going to make a quick segue here, Christy, for your book. because it really fits so well with the astrological cycle for you guys who don't know. And Christy's a Pisces, so she just won't toot her own horn, you know, as much as the rest of us might. But she has just written a beautiful new book, just been published. It's called Finding Om. And I've been reading through it. And boy, you know, she's my friend. And I'm kind of like, I'm going to kill you. she tells the truth about all these things, and I'm like, no, I don't want to look at that.
But, that one doesn't apply to me.
no, denial. So I am going to venture in there only because, you guys, seriously, if you're, number one, looking for a last-minute gift, it's wonderful. But two, if you really, I was thinking about this last night, it's truly a great companion to your New Year's resolutions, because you've got 45 chapters, but they are topics, and it's like one area, but it's not like, oh, let's just talk about that thing. You get to write about it to sort of unearth what's going on there, but you also get to do something about it, because she's got all these sort of strategies. So your garage will never be the same. and consequently your life, because this is the stuff that's good for us. And the reason I'm bringing it up to get back to my thesis for today is when we have a grouping of planets in Capricorn, we also have a grouping of planets in Pisces, and that includes Neptune. The bunch in Capricorn includes Pluto, so that's two of the three major influencers, which are the outer planets that are playing a role. And people think, what does Capricorn have to do with Pisces? Well, they're both internal yin signs of astrology, meaning they pull us inward. They are feminine or receptive. And so it's an interesting dance with Capricorn being initiating, because it does want to get things done, but it's a slow build. Remember, it's the sign of the mountain goat. So it looks at that mountain peak, and it, you know, is peaceful about knowing, you know, just keep working at it, you know, keep working on your piece of things and you'll get there. And how that, to me, at least in my cosmology, works is Pisces is the sign that governs integration, and it's also extremely holistic. It's trying to solve problems from a very large vantage point. How does everything fit together? And I even like Mars there. A lot of people don't like a Mars in Pisces because Mars wants to, you know, start a fight and, you know, just get everything going. And I'm like, chill out, Mars. You're grounded. I think after this year, we've had enough contention. I think it is so nice to be ending the year and going into next. We have not only, you know, when these planets in Capricorn mix and mingle, of course, the sun will connect Pluto, Mercury will connect with the sun. You know, these are exact conjunctions. And, but also in Pisces, we're going to have the same thing where Mars meets up with Neptune, the sun meets up with Neptune, Mars and the sun meet up. So it's like this, it amplifies all the energy of Pisces when that happens. And so it's kind of dreamy, you know, all those nice, mellow, laid back Piscean things. So when I said, you know, you guys can enjoy a little bit of a long winter's nap, you really can, the quietness, and for those of you who've lived in cold climates, that time when the snow comes and the snow is so quiet when it falls on the window and you just stop and listen and take in how things slow down. And I feel like in those moments is when we get some wonderful downloads. And this cycle is just so full of these connections in dreamy Pisces. So we're still organizing, reorganizing with Mercury retrograde. But I think that you can have some aha moments in here that are going to be so, so good. So that's the overarching theme. And I know you have angel messages. And there's more, but I really wanted to put that out there that to please people take some time out before the year starts. We got that new moon next week. That's probably one of the best aspects for setting new intentions for the new year. But even New Year's Eve, we're having really nice, peaceful connections. So really, really good cycle ahead.
Wow, that is beautiful. Thank you so much. And as always, we never talk about any of this before our show, and it just dovetails so beautifully with our angel message today. So for those of you who may be new to working with angels, they are non-denominational beings of light who support every single person who feels guided to work with them. And today we have messages from Archangel Haniel. So sometimes Haniel is referred to as the goddess of the archangel realm. Her name means the grace of God, and her aura coloring is similar to the colors that you would find in a moonstone. So that beautiful milky, bluish, almost like a little bit of iridescent rainbowy quality. She's very connected to the moon, intuition, feminine or yin qualities and energies. And this is her message to everyone for this cycle. And she says, as you prepare to close another year, this time provides an opportunity to begin thinking about what you would like to experience, do, and bring into fruition in the next year. However, this is also a time of clearing, healing, and rinsing away any of the remaining residues of this year. You see, just as a new cycle begins, it must first rest, clear, and release that which has come full circle and which is not going to bring new blessings into the new year. It is important to take time to honor this clearing and releasing process. It is equally as important as the doing and creating work that you so easily do. Without taking this time to rest, reevaluate, and clear, you could create starts and stops in the new year. You see, your body, like all things on this earth, must rest. It is a natural part of the cycle. Rest is integral to the creation process. Take this time to rest, be gentle, go slowly, become comfortable with the quiet, and allow your spirit to guide you as to what you're meant to do in the new year. This cycle will allow you to begin to increase your energies slowly but surely. However, it's important not to push or rush this process. You would never try to force a flower to bloom before its time. And you must also trust the wisdom of this resting time as well.
knowing that you will bloom with the energy at the perfect time. Enjoy the deep quiet of this season. Relish in the knowledge that this time is preparing you for the shift in the spring. And that's the message I have for this cycle.
Wow. Again, that's so funny because we really, I know you guys who are regular listeners here say, well, we don't compare notes, so we really don't. But to me, it's this confirmation of how connected, you know, the energies are, and it, you know, whichever path you follow, you know, the wisdom and the energy are so, they come onto the planet, you know, about the same time. And that message of the rest and the relaxation is going to continue through this cycle. We have Venus in the house doing some really nice things that will pertain to that. She moves into Pisces, joining that whole group that we were talking about. So it's the South Node, Neptune, and Mars in Pisces. Venus joins them on January 3rd, and that's under a Pisces moon. So that's another nice day to set an intention. If for whatever reason you don't get to it on the 28th, 29th under the new moon, that Venus cycle in Pisces, it's hard to put all the rational words to Pisces because, you know, that's Pisces is Neptune ruled and it's very fluid and effusive. And so it's like trying to describe magic, you know, like how do you describe that in an analytical way? Because it's the opposite of the rational, analytical, it's intrinsic. And what a nice, and I think that's the key difference, and I don't mean to overly stress this, but it's so important, is that we had a lot in Pisces this year, February, March, obviously when the sun went through there, but it was being opposed by Jupiter and, you know, the Saturn square in Sagittarius, trying to get my S words here. and so, see, it's Pisces confusing me. It always does. Blame Pisces. So the thing is, Saturn, yeah, it's got another year in Sag. So we are, you know, still dealing with the release aspect of things. But what happens is, the nodes are shifting early in the year, in the spring, I believe. I don't have the date in front of me, but they've been in this Virgo Piscean thing. They stay in the nodes for about 18 months, and they will finally be shifting into the Leo Aquarian axis, which is going to be such a boost, not only for the fire signs, but for everybody's creativity, because Leo rules the fifth house, which is children, creativity, all of those things. And it's a fun sign and energy, and it does make a nicer angle to Saturn. It's a trine instead of the square. So the last time we had all this Pisces energy in March, you know, we, again, were getting ready for Mars to go retrograde. We just, you know, we said, that's what it was. Mars was starting the shadow point at the beginning of last year. I was trying to remember all the dates and stuff like that. But yeah, so it was a hot mess. No other way to say it. But so what's nice about this cycle is, yeah, I mean, Saturn's still there. And again, around the 19th of January, right before Inauguration Day, there'll be a little hot spot. I would expect some protests and, you know, just a few last, you know, bits of that. But these trines that I'm talking about, the very next day on Inauguration Day, when the sun goes into Aquarius, asking us to think of humanitarian issues, the higher collective good, we have Venus making a sextile, these nice Pisces Capricorn connections I'm talking about, to Pluto. And that's huge. You know, just think about Pluto and the power of it, but it's the power of love because it's Venus being there in a really favorable aspect. And she's kind of making it around the cycle. In fact, I did want to mention real quickly for you, for the Christmas people, especially if you have in-laws or relatives that you don't always going to visit. We actually have some good aspects Christmas Day.
We've got yay.
So Venus is an Aquarius, which can stay detached, which might be a good thing. So instead of all that Scorpio energy we went through. So she's making some sextiles to Uranus in Aries and to Saturn in Sag. She's really trying to get along with those guys. And those two are also trining Saturn and Uranus. But she's Venus there in Aquarius. The air sign will make an exact trine on Christmas Day to Jupiter, which is really nice over there, again, in Libra, that we were talking about relationships, harmony, justice, balance, fairness, fair play. And so it's so nice to see these kinds of aspects and to see, like, oh, in their own odd little ways, we have so many groupings of planets that are in more favorable aspects, especially, you know, winding down this year when it felt like, if you felt like you went through the cross or the crucible, you did. But we made it, and we've got Saturn halfway through Sagittarius. And like I said, it doesn't leave Sagittarius for a year. You know, Saturn's about 2.5-year cycles, but there are two pieces of good news around that. One, we're through with the exact squares to Neptune, and but more importantly, and you guys can look back and see what was happening in your life late June and what was happening kind of mid-September, because those were the 23rd of June and the 17th of June and the 10th of September. So you can just look back and go, wow, you know, what came up in then, and know that that's behind you. But the other aspect of Saturn, of course, it's going to have more favorable aspects. And I really feel like if Saturn's the thing that helps us build something, we're through the, an easy analogy would be like if you like painting a wall or painting something in your house, and that's really fun to get the great new color, but you have to do all that taping first and, yes, you know, covering the carpet and, you know, just getting everything settled, and then you get to do the fun part. I feel like it's like that. You know, this year was getting everything in place, and 2017 is going to have much more favorable and supportive aspects and be a little smoother. It's still Saturn, and there's still, you know, a square to Neptune, but they just move further and further in degree. So, you know, after this Mars one on the 19th of January, we'll see what that brings. We should be in pretty good shape moving forward. So I just, you know, wanted to share that and, you know, let people know to really enjoy this last week, 10 days of 2016. Just like what Christy was saying with the angel messages, that it's a time to mellow and relax and enjoy and kick back and just receive. That's the biggest theme over these, with so much. At one point, I think I looked, this time it's going to be like 8 things in these nice, 9 things in the receiving signs. So it's like,
wow.
Right, yeah, when Venus goes in there, it's just like, oh, let's, you know, kick back and be replenished and renewed and use the Mercury retrograde wisely.
Definitely. Wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much for all that information. And oh my gosh, it just feels so good. Like, I can definitely feel this shift that's coming, and it just feels so good.
Yeah. Well, the Pisces thing for me, that's such a self-care thing because it's the planet of healing. It's almost like if you ask that question, what would your angels want you to do? That it gives you that the answer to that question is always what gives you most peace, or what would your angels do for you? They would nurture you. They wouldn't be harsh and say, you know, even though your dog's tired, no, you got to go do this, you got to go do that. They would say, no, you know, light a candle, fix a cup of hot tea, take take the night off, unplug, you know, take a hot bath, just all of those self-care, self-nurturing things. Because just like you were saying, Christy, you know, if we're go, 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 we can't stop and listen and receive. So there's such nice aspects as we finish up this year for that. And I think they're like a little present under the tree, you know, given everything else. So it's a really nice way to wind things down and start things
absolutely. Up. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, as always, Elizabeth, for always just bringing so much information and support to everyone. And you have such a beautiful way of explaining everything to us so that we can really work with the energies each cycle. And I know that you also offer one-on-one work for people no matter where they live. So can you share a little bit about how people can have a session with you?
Sure. Thank you so much. You guys can come to ElizabethOracle.co or .com, Elizabeth Oracle. That's all that's important. I always post a video about the current cycle on the homepage. There's also a place to sign up for a free monthly newsletter, and that's a great, I only send you guys things once a month. There's no spamming or sharing your information, but it's, you know, that's a place where I send little specials that are exclusively for the newsletter community, because I really, really appreciate you guys and your support and everything like that. But there's also people can contact me for a free reading. The new phone number is working well. That's 844-ORACLE-1. 844. And I feel like a car salesman when I do that on your show. 844-ORACLE-1. Call me before midnight. You can reach me to schedule your reading, and we can do a chart and look at what's coming up for you in the coming year and how all the planets moving around will work with the aspects in your personal chart. So yeah, all those good things are available at Elizabeth's Oracle. And you have services and things too, and your book. I want you to talk about your book more.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, if you would like to work with me for a reading or energy work or anything like that, you can find me at ChristyMAyala.com, and I also offer a free monthly newsletter with free secret specials, just like Elizabeth, for all the members only. And yes, my book is available now at any large online retailer like Barnes & Noble or Amazon, or you can find it on my site. And I am excited about the new book. It is a culmination of almost going to be 17 years coming up in a few weeks in the new year of all different kinds, yeah, of work that I've done with a huge cross-section of clients, whether it was back when I was doing traditional counseling and advising, or during the time where I've been working privately with a more holistic or larger cross-section of folks. And really, it's not every activity I've ever shared with someone, but it's really kind of like the top things that affect pretty much all of us. It has a section about physical life, mental and emotional life, and spiritual life, so that we can have really more joy and happiness and life satisfaction. And I really genuinely believe that we can all move to a place that feels more like a fit for us. And I wrote the book just to share some of the things that have worked for me, as well as other clients I've had the blessing to work with over the years. And if you feel guided to pick it up, I would love for you to hopefully find some joy or support from the new book. So I'm excited. It feels like a long time coming, and it feels really good to be able to share it with people. So it's available if you feel guided to pick one up for you or someone you love. But
yeah,
I can't
really
believe it, Elizabeth.
I'm really enjoying it. I genuinely am. I'm a very practical person, you guys, and people can talk about spiritual stuff, but if I can't apply it to my everyday life, I'm just like, that's nice. You know, but this really, really is full of so much very useful guidance, and it's, you know, just really helps you put all these ideas into practice so that you can create real change. So it's not just thinking about things, it's, you know, taking the action steps to bring what you want into manifestation. It's a great job.
Thank
Christy.
You. Thanks so much. And a very Merry Christmas, Happy Yule, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year to everyone. And thank you, as always, Elizabeth, for being here. And we'll see you guys in 2017.
Woohoo!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.